sit out of college and drank it, or eat fun and to meet there, well, that would take a couple of yearlings a week. We'd kill them under the tree, slaughter them, and bring the meat down. He'd find the meat for a couple of butcher shops in Lafayette. See, my daddy was fortunate enough to own a car as far back as 1926.
Yes.
Model T. I remember when he bought it, paid $475 for it. And that was about one of the few cars in the neighborhood. One of the few automobiles.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
in 1927, we had a major high water, and our whole farm stayed underwater for 3 months.
What about the house?
Well, they had about 3 feet of water inside the house, but we had to leave. And we went to live by Lafayette with my daddy's sister. The water didn't take that place.
Your father was born?
My daddy was born.
Where were you born?
He was born by Honorville.
That's Honorville. You got me. You want to call the state?
That's southeast of here.
What parish?
That's on Bayutesh. St. Martin Parish.
Bayutesh.
T-E-C-H-E is the largest bayou in Louisiana. And that's the bayou where Evangeline met her lost lover. When the Cajun folks were exiled from Nova Scotia. There's a big state park in our
honor. Oh, is that in Longfellow's store?
Yeah. There's a big state park in that honor. You can go visit. That's St. Martin River.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You ought to go take a picture there. This.
And your father came here. Was his father born there, or?
My daddy was born in that immediate area. Yeah.
Okay, his father, though. In other words, what I'm trying to give a little history back.
My dad is.
Do you know your grandfather?
No.
On either side?
Oh, yes, on my mother's side.
Okay. Your mother was born here?
She was born in Honorville, also. Same area. My mother was a Rivet. Her grandfather was one of the exiles of Nova Scotia. I remember she told me that. My mother's not living today, but as a child, she related the story that her grandfather was one of the exiles of Nova Scotia, or great-grandfather, maybe.
That's when the British took over Nova Scotia?
Well, they run them all
1763?
Something like that, yeah. I realize I can't answer you intelligently on that. But you see, all our folks was exiled from the, get the hell out of work from the, you're no good.
Yeah.
And for what reason, I really don't know why they were detrimental to that part of the country.
Yes.
It's something like the Mormons when they were exiled out of Illinois, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay, now your mother was, could she speak or read or write English?
Yeah, my mother went to, she had approximately a 6th grade education. Of course, today is equivalent to a 12th grade education.
Double that,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're, when you went to school, sir, you probably didn't know any English, did you?
Oh, no, I couldn't talk a word in English. No.
When did you start learning it?
Well,